questionable sometimes in time reports, like has a company in town who, after, well, this is February, today's February 1st. Well, that means in the middle of February, the books for March will be out, like commercial literature. Well, then this company is a distribution company. And what they do is they go to newsstands and they bring these books in, they tear off the front cover, and the books are perfectly good. So what we've been doing is taking out $20,000 to $30,000 for books every month and distributing them to like nursing homes, senior citizen centers, county jail, boys' home, had an outlet like down at McKinney, Jock Cole facility down there because it was current reading material. Every now and then we started getting a lot of pornographic material in there. And I think one time when so that was quite comical too, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
Because some of this stuff went to went down to the county jail. You can about imagine, you know, that's been locked up for all this time in pornographic material.
Right. That's pretty funny.
So that was a little bit of comedy involved there.
Well, tell me, these advisory councils at the five centers, do they volunteer or are they paid?
They volunteer.
Uh-huh. Where are the five centers?
Okay, we have centers that are located, you know, my sales pitch is strategically located at each area of the city. We have the one in Oak Cliff is located in the educational building for St. John Baptist Church. St. John is the largest Baptist black church in town. But now we don't have any religious affiliation with the church. As a matter of fact, we can't even locate any of our program activities in a building or a sanctuary where a crucifix might be. You know, that's, I don't particularly like that because the reason why I don't like it is that I genuinely believe that without some religious, without religion, we don't have very much to hope for in this country. And then when our federal programs let an atheist like Madeline O'Hara, you know, take prayer out of schools, and we look at social programs where people need all the spiritual guidance that they could possibly, that you could possibly muster to them. And it's a matter of dealing with their spirit. Tangible things poor people really don't deal with because they don't have very much hope of having more than what they do. So you got to deal with their spirit a little bit. But I'm not going to preach this one. I'm going to get away from that. But we don't have any religious affiliation. We're supposed to have no political affiliation. All we're supposed to be doing is motivating people for social reasons and helping to motivate them to bring about some social change.
Yeah.
But I genuinely believe, and I know emphatically, that there can be no social change without political change.
Right. That's pretty
that
funny.
The process of social change starts with politics.
Exactly.
So then it's like I sit here and I say we have no political affiliation. We don't, in a sense of speaking. But then there has to be politics at the plate. Now, the people in the community on these advisory committees, they play big politics to get what they want out of this program, even after threatening to have facilities closed, boycotting, whatever they might think that they can do to scare you into providing various things for them. Now, honestly, the whole thing to me is that it's not a real speedy process politically in the community because then you have your power groups out there, what I call them power brokers, your power brokers come up and then they become very political in their community. And you end up with two or three people actually running that whole community.
Yeah.
That I don't like because then that's not what the process is supposed to be.